Let's get now to our guest, Selena Xie, Head of Greater China Equity Research at Credit Suisse Wealth Management. She joins us from Hong Kong. We're looking at President Xi's planned visit to Central Asia this week and whether or not that's a risk to China assets if it leads to closer economic ties with Russia, or whether it's an opportunity here. If you look at the fact that he's leaving China for the first time in 1,000 days, does that suggest some normalcy could remain and we could see an easing of dynamic zero after the party congress?
I think it's the answer is twofold. One is that when the Communist Party leader is taking off from the mainland before the 20th Party Congress, it was said that probably he's more relaxed about the local situation. In other words, the local situation can be quite under control. However, when he's taking off from the mainland for other countries, that would also suggest uncertainties in terms of political tension and the result from the visit.
You've turned neutral, though, on the China equity stories as a whole. Tell us why you've made that change from neutral to overweight, given the fact that if we do see some change in policy, I mean, you would think that would be a positive boon for China's economy and for equities.
I think for a few reasons. One is that the economic situation in China deteriorated more severely compared to what we had previously expected in terms of, one, the COVID outbreak. Secondly, the power shortage. And in terms of external pressure, the U.S.-China trade tension seemed to be re-emerging. And coupled with the fact that the policy stimulus that we had seen so far from the Chinese government seems to be less effective compared to what we'd expected. So we choose to be more cautious and therefore downgraded China equities from overweight to neutral.
There has been some potentially good news, though, for the tech space. I mean, we've got Tencent winning this approval for a new game for the first time since regulators froze all those licensing agreements in 2021. Do you see that as a positive sign for the overall tech space?
I think in terms of the overall tech space, that would still be some uncertainty going forward, in the way that we've seen some policy issues surrounding some of the tech players. And we've also seen some major shareholders unloading some of the tech companies' shares. And therefore, those would still be uncertainties going forward in the immediate and medium future. And therefore, we tend to be more cautious on the sector as a whole.
And of course, those delisting concerns, as you rightly point out, are still going to prevail there too. When it comes to the property space, I mean, this is one area that no matter what we see from the Party Congress in terms of potentially a pivot away from those very strict COVID policies, which are hampering the economy, still remains. I mean, you still have people not being able to potentially pay their mortgages, or these developers not having started a lot of the developments. How worrying is that in terms of not only investing in property in China, but the overall economic picture?
I would think that I think the government is watching closely on the situation, given the fact that that sector is quite crucial in terms of deciding the overall health of the economy. Having said that, the sector as a whole has been very highly fragmented and therefore arguably is overdue for consolidation. Going forward, medium to long term, I would believe that the major state entities in the sector are likely going to consolidate some of the smaller players that would be less in terms of geographical exposure in the country. And therefore, the bigger ones would become bigger and the smaller ones are likely going to phase out. So I would think that the sector would present some kind of an investment opportunity at this point, especially the share prices have been quite weak, and mainstream real estate developers may be the winner overall in the long run.
What sort of further targeted policy support are you expecting, though, for the property sector?
We can be talking about credit easing for some of the developers. We can also be talking about some mortgage preferential rates for potential buyers. So as a whole, I think there can be more stimulus coming forward for the real estate sector as a whole in order to support the whole sector.
When we look at the yuan, a lot of the weakness here is about this dollar strength, because we're seeing it reflected in a number of EM currencies. But there does seem to be this psychological line in the sand when it comes to the 7 to the dollar level. We're going to be looking ahead to see whether or not we get a 15th straight fix of a stronger than expected bias today. What are you reading into the moves by the PBOC? And do you think, in a way, they don't even mind if it does depreciate a little further?
I think we've seen some actions by PBOC previously when the exchange rate hit a certain level. And therefore, I think they do mind whether or not the FX exchanges are depreciating too quickly for the CNY. And therefore, if you were to look at your overall economies, the United States is raising rates. China is declining in terms of rates, and therefore the depreciation of CNY against the US dollar is pretty much expected. But I don't think the PBOC would like to see the depreciation to come through too quickly and too sharply. And therefore, we might be expecting some kind of action from the PBOC.
Let's talk about Hong Kong, where you are as well, too. We're hearing this news that Hong Kong may let COVID travellers skip the infamous Penny's Bay, which I'm sure for anyone living in Hong Kong is very good news. We're also looking at potentially the end to hotel quarantine itself by November as well. How are things on the ground? How do you kind of view investing in Hong Kong amidst all the uncertainties?
I think in a way that Hong Kong's gradually opening up already, and we've seen the airlines providing more routes, both long haul and short haul. And therefore, comparing year on year, the situation's already improving quite a lot. The current situation, arguably, we're still in kind of a quarantine mode for inbound travelers. But comparing last year, we're already improving. So hopefully, towards the early 2023, the policy can relax a little bit when the situation of COVID improves a little bit in the city. So we are quite hopeful for the whole recovery to come through in time.
And does Hong Kong then roar back? Because you've got so many comparisons to Singapore. Rents there rising as people exit Hong Kong. Once restrictions are eased, does the appeal of Hong Kong remain?
I think Hong Kong remains quite an attractive location in terms of investment, because it's very close to the mainland. In fact, we are part of the mainland. And therefore, if mainland represents a meaningful kind of market in terms of growth over the long run, I think Hong Kong would definitely benefit in time.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll wait to see as well how the markets reopen this morning and what we get from the PBOC in terms of the fix as well. Selena, thank you. Selena Sia, Head of Greater China Equity Research at Credit Suisse Wealth Management.